and you're listening to the Biker Bob Podcast. You know, it's been quite a while, I know, since I did my last podcast. But you know what? I've been out there riding. Hey, man, summer's here, and Biker Bob's on the road. Well, if I could be out there 24/7, I would do it, man. Yes, sirree, man. When summertime's here, Biker Bob's on the road as much as he can be. I only get off my bike for three things. Eat, sleep, and well, you know. And once in a while, I stop and take a piss, but that's mandatory. I was down at the bar the other night, and I met an old friend. I hadn't seen him in about 20 years. We rode together with a club back in Montana called Hell's Rejects. No, we weren't the Angels. We were the Rejects. And they were a tough-ass outfit. They could probably kick Hell's Angels' ass. I mean, that's how tough these guys were. Well, this guy, his name was Spike, because he always used to wear a spike right around his neck on a chain. So we used to call him Spike. And he was a tough son of a bitch, but he was the nicest guy once you got to know him. Well, I saw Spike, and man, it brought back some memories. So we sat down, I bought a couple beers, he bought a couple beers, and we rehashed some old times. Man, that was one hell of a night down there at the bar. I really had a good time. Now, I was in the grocery store about a month ago, and the lady behind the counter, she waited on me, and I couldn't believe my eyes. It was Caroline, a lady I rode with a club from the Detroit Demons about 15 or 16 years ago. Man, I give her a big hug. She was such a sweetheart. We used to call her Sweet Caroline because she used to cook for the club. Man, she'd mend our clothes. She'd wash our bikes. You name it, she'd do it, and she was just a sweetheart. And it was so good to see her again. You know, it seems like everywhere I go, I run into old friends, people I rode with years ago or people I knew years ago. And that's what makes it so fun out there riding around on your bike, because you get to meet with so many nice people. Really cool, you know? Yeah, I've ridden with a lot of clubs in the past. I don't belong to a club right now. I'm kind of a lone wolf. I think those days are over for me, but I got quite a few patches on my vest, if you know what I mean. But I kind of like to just kind of go out there and ride around on my own. I'll grab a few friends or a couple buddies and we'll just go for a ride. And that's kind of the way I like it now. Yeah, I remember the old days when I used to belong to a club. We'd ride into a town and we'd find some women, kick some ass, drink some beer, and then be on our way. That's pretty much what we used to do. And, you know, you had to be kind of a young man to live that kind of lifestyle. And, well, I'm getting along in my years. I just don't think I can do that anymore. I think by 9 o'clock I need to be in bed. But that's the way it is. But it was fun. Those are fun memories to remember, you know? Well, this is Biker Bob, reminiscing about the good old days. Thanks for listening to my podcast. And I'll see you next time. Remember, ride to live, live to ride. Hell yeah, I'm out of here.